So listen to the warm-up show this morning. There is a very interesting potential meeting that could happen down in Tampa. And that is one Jerry Recco and one Tom Brady.
Well, I don't know about that.
How much fun would that be? Now, there's a few guys I say if they walk, because to be honest, you know, the longer you're around sports, you get a lot of great opportunities. You get a little jaded, especially with the younger.
You're not going to be able to get anywhere near him.
Well, hold on. But you get a little jaded with some of the younger athletes, you know, because you're like, I'm older than this guy now, and I've seen this. But there's certain guys that, like, if Tiger Woods walked through that door, or Michael Jordan, and Tom Brady would be one of those guys for me. So you think you're not going to get anywhere near him.
No.
But Kevin Burkhardt, the play-by-play guy, Kevin Burkhardt, Jerry Recco, longtime friends.
Yeah, golfing partners back in the day.
I'm going to be down the hall.
Oh, he's so put you in his rearview mirror.
It's not true. We talked on the field in Philly for like 5-6 minutes last year.
And by the way, at the Super Bowl, when he was just there as a fan with his wife.
Yeah, but he's now with Brady.
You weren't with us.
I was not with you.
Never mind. It was me, Eddie, and Al.
And he sought us out.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So
no, Kevin's still the same guy.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
That would be something.
That'd
man.
Be cool.
Little because picture of the threes.
I'd be happy with a picture with Kevin.
Because quite frankly, you know, we're the ones that, you know, highlighted Kevin and his abilities on those Met broadcasts, especially when he sat in.
Are you taking credit for Kevin Burkhardt's career?
No, I'm
right
just saying.
Sounds like it.
No. I'm not taking credit for any of that. I'm just taking credit that we highlighted how good he was on SNY.
Indeed.
It's like we highlight how good Steve Gelbs is on SNY.
Hmm. Yeah.
I know that SNY broadcast is very good at what it does.
It's the best. It's the best. So, I think that Jerry's going to go over there and be like, hey, I just want to say hi to Kevin. Well, he'll text Kevin, say, I'm coming down to say hello, and then Kevin will give the blessing to you to come in. All the Fox, hey, my buddy Jerry's going to come in just real quick, say hi, and then that's where you get the Tom Brady handshake and the picture.
Potentially.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's we just went through this. You've done it a million times. I forget how much time there is to kill before these games. There is so much time.
There is time to kill, especially when you get there 3 hours before kickoff.
Yeah.
That is true.
I didn't know what to do. I had walked both sidelines. I talked to both general managers, the head coach, the owner. I didn't know. I was like, what the hell else am I supposed to do? Went upstairs, got a little sausage and eggs, ate it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And I went back down to the field.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great. I'm really hoping for that.
It's supposed to be 90 and sunny on Sunday in Tampa.
Well, we already knew that.
That's Fox weather guys.
That's a very good point.
It was hot in Florida.
That's right.
Dry in Arizona.
Yeah, you know, my thing is that I was telling the Fox weather guys that if you're a warm weather team and you're coming up to Buffalo or New England to play in December, that is an advantage for the guys that are living in that in those conditions, 100%. And the other way, it goes the other way, too. So if you're a cold weather city, and even though it hasn't been that cold up here, and you're going down to play in Miami or Tampa or Jacksonville, and it is 90 degrees, that's an advantage for the guys who are living in it.
Does seem to be more extreme the other way, though.
Yeah, definitely, without question. And especially if you're a dome team. So right. That's why the Detroit Lion victory last week at Green Bay in the rainstorm was so impressive. Because even though Jared Goff didn't throw the ball 30 times, I think he only threw it 18. He was 16 of 18. He was wearing gloves, and he looked like he handled the weather pretty good. And, you know, they obviously, you know, beat one of their biggest rivals in their building, which is about as impressive as it gets.
Half hour from now, less than a half hour from now, the Big Boomer and Geo Live announcement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
So let's go to Jerry's update. What's going on, Jerry?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We heard the Bengals version of the Ja'Marr Chase touchdown. Last hour, this hour, the national call from Ian Eagle on Westwood One.
Two receivers off to the left. Burrow now flanked by two teammates to each side. Shotgun. Burrow will throw it deep in the end zone. Right side caught. Ja'Marr Chase. Touchdown. Monster night for Chase. Unstoppable.
And it sure was part of 267 yards receiving, but it came in a loss because Cincinnati lined up, and instead of kicking the extra point to tie the game with 40 seconds to go, they tried to take the lead.
Chase in motion from right to left. Burrow, shotgun. Chase sets up on the left side. Going for two. Snap. Burrow in the pocket. Burrow, soft toss. It is incomplete. Right side throw to Hudson. Fall to the turf.
It did, and that pretty much sealed the deal. 35-34, the final again. Iron Eagle and Westwood won as the Ravens get the win over the Bengals last night. John Harbaugh watching Lamar Jackson just crush it in the fourth quarter. 3 touchdown passes, a perfect passer rating. He says, yeah, sure.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, it's we have seen it before, you know, and I just think he took that the game on his shoulders, you know, like he does. And I appreciate the other guys, you know, with him.
Other guys like Rashad Bateman.
And I'm going to do the thing that you don't like when Boomer does. Was Lamar Jackson asked about being booed? Do you know?
It's interesting. I don't know, because that was a theme through the night at times. I don't know.
Because it also seemed like that activated him, too. So along with the fumble by Brown, you also had the booing of the offense. And that seemed like that got to him and woke him up and put him in another gear.
Of the clips that we have, that's not in there, but I'll skim through it and see if he was asked. Here was Bateman. He's one of those guys that John Harbaugh was talking about. He had the go-ahead, what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown. How are we doing?
I'm tired right now. It was a hard fall game, but shout-out to Lamar. The defense came up big. We came out victorious.
And that was on the Ravens' website.
The amazing thing is that Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson's overall passing statistics are almost identical.
Except one's got 7 wins and the other one's got 4.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of completion percentage, yards, yards per game. Yards per game are within 1 yard of each other. And touchdowns. Both have 24 touchdown passes. Joe has 4 interceptions. Lamar only has 2 interceptions.
And we're 10 weeks into the season.
And then on top of that, you got to remember, Lamar's got all those rushing yards as well.
Mm-hmm. 33 more last night. Here was Lamar Jackson explaining the touchdown to Bateman, which was very difficult to defend.
It was like a 2-on-1, basically. Me and my receiver versus Geno. Geno was, you know, I believe he thought I was going to run the ball, but Bate was just flying. I just got to deliver him a throw he can catch, and he did.
Yes, he did. On the other side, Zach Taylor knows we were up 21-7, and then we weren't.
It's a good football team. But we expected to come in here and win, and we did everything we could to do that. Doesn't change the fact that I'm proud. I think everybody on that field fought, gave us a chance. Also came on the road to a good team, and it's sickening that this has happened twice to us. That's what it is.
Yeah, they keep saying the Ravens beat them with a last-second field goal last time, right?
38 in overtime.
Yeah, yeah, they had that, and they had the loss to the Chiefs. They could have won.
One-point loss, I think. Right?
I mean, it's crazy. That's why they're going to be a dangerous out if they can make it to the playoffs. But their defense has got to get. You know, they had guys injured. They got the guys back, and then all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, they just haven't played great defensively.
No audio on it this hour, but you also had the storyline of the 2-point try, 2 penalties could have been called, nothing was called, and the Ravens wound up winning.
The reason we're saying that it could have been called is because Terry McCauley on the broadcast said they should have been called.
Well, that and the fact that he got the helmet and the face mask scraped down by the defender, too, is an obvious penalty.
I guess I don't see that anymore.
I suppose. There could have been a couple of penalties called. I know he went here, and as you pointed out, a better throw. He might even still catch it.
Yep.
Reporters then go to Chase, who had a monster night, as we know, but ask him this, which only trouble, I think, can come from this.
Are you open on the 2-point conversion?
Yeah. I'm always open.
Yeah, so he's always open. So he's just answering the question honestly. Yeah. And by the way, Tanner Hudson had a good game last night. He had a touchdown pass catch, and you know, I think he had 6 receptions. So it's not like you're throwing it to a guy you haven't thrown it to all night.
So that started Week 10. Week 10 continues early Sunday morning. The Giants and Panthers in Germany. Here's Dexter Lawrence, ready for the trip.
I'm looking forward to it. Just a business trip for real. Just playing in a different country, and at the end of the day, still playing football and doing what I love. So I'm looking forward.
By the way, the weather will be similar to Pittsburgh.
Oh, is this true?
Yes.
You found that out yesterday? Chuba Hubbard, by the way, got an extension, 4 years, $33 million yesterday from Carolina. Sunday, the Jets are in Arizona, late afternoon game. Here's Kyler Murray. We know the Jets' record, not great, but we cannot concern ourselves with that.
As a team, you know, their record doesn't represent how good of a team they are, you know, how talented they are. Got all-pro guys over there. You know, I think they had a I think they dominated the Texans last week.
And they did, and they got the win. That's a 425 game on Sunday. Just one other one from this Jimmy Traina podcast, which has nothing to do with you and Sal. So you knew you had the McAfee stuff last week where he says he declined both Trump and Harris interviews. So Traina asked Russo if he would decline or would he accept, and Russo says he absolutely would have taken
it. I'm not stupid. It would get some publicity. I would not have any problem asking him a tough question. I know enough about what's going on.
Fair enough. So then I play this for you and tell me what's wrong with this.
My advice to Trump, listen, you won, you take a bow. Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous, and they railroaded you. They wanted to make sure they got you nailed with that dopey thing in New York with Smokey Daniels, which is a complete waste of time.
Smokey Daniels.
Smokey Daniels. And listen, if you don't mind, Mr. President-elect, I mean, I'm on your side. They really tried to screw you with that Smokey Daniels. I mean, geez, what a joke that was.
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice. You think she'd be part of the cabinet? Would you bring back Condoleezza? She's a big football fan, that Condoleezza Rice.
He said that right after he said he knows what's going on.
I mean, he does, actually, but he just can't pronounce names.
He does. Yes, he does have that issue, but it was kind of funny. So that was the SI podcast that you and Sal were highlighted on, as well as we played last hour. NBA tonight, the Knicks are home for the Bucks. You've got the Nets in Boston against the Celtics. We'll have that on the fan for you at 7:20. Rangers took on the Sabres last night. Fair to say things did not go well for New York.
Driving to the net. To the front. Greenway was wide open. It's 4-0 Buffalo.
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG.
Yeah, it was a Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen night.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Yeah. He's the goaltender for the Sabres.
Igor Shesterkin.
Give dog that name. What do you think would happen there?
No idea.
You might just have a stroke. Pass out. Start seizuring.
Imagine him, you know, when you got to read copy and you see a word a couple of lines ahead and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine he's got to read that in the box score.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Here is Igor Shesterkin. Yeah, tough night.
Frustrating. It's just more about, like, bad day, you know. Sometimes it's a bad day, sometimes it's a good day.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. I'll be getting my contract very soon.
Yeah, well, they lost 6-1. Buffalo, four goals in the second to really set the tone. The Devils beat the Canadiens 5-3, and the Islanders a 4-2 win over the Senators.